The Importance of Lineage by Mike Owens. How crucial is lineage in Scripture? Well, it's extremely important. You wouldn't be here without it. It's paramount. The genealogy and ancestry of Jesus, also referred to as the last Adam by Paul, is the Teflon thread that weaves the Old Testament together. Our relationship to Adam, the first Adam, is the very basis of Paul's declaration that we are sinners. It's not because of our personal, outward actions of sin that we are declared sinners. We are sinners as the result of our lineage. This is important to understand if we truly want to digest what the apostle is telling us. Most of us sense that it is our sinful actions that make us into sinners. But this is inaccurate. It is our lineage. Sure, we have sinned all of our lives, and it seems logical that those who sin would be deemed sinners. After all, if someone runs, they would accurately be called a runner. Or someone who gambles is a gambler. However, Paul tells us clearly in Romans 5 and 1 Corinthians 15 that our lineage to Adam is what makes us a sinner. Because of our inheritance from Adam, we have a propensity to sin. It's our biological relationship to Adam that deems us worthy of death. The most important thing any of us needs is to be taken out of Adam's lineage, because the inheritance is death. Our Father does this. He has taken us out of Adam's generation and placed each and every one of us into the lineage of the last Adam, his son Jesus Christ, and his inheritance is life. Paul's explanation of this foundational truth helps us to see that our position is 100% the work of our Creator, and it relies on Him, not us. Just as you had absolutely nothing to do with your birth and lineage, you likewise have no control or effect on your transfer from one lineage to another. And your transfer from the first Adam's generation to the last Adam's generation is the most important thing that happens. Our transference from the lineage of Adam to the last Adam was initiated and completed by our Creator. It is not the result of our efforts or decisions. The very basis of our assurance that we will be involved in the resurrection and the restoration of all things is 100% the result of our transfer from the lineage of Adam to the lineage of the last Adam. Our salvation, according to Paul, has nothing to do with our good works or decisions. In fact, he refers to these as dung, or what my Texas rancher friends refer to if our attempts to please God, bullshit. Edited.